And now, page 4 of my book entitled Gatsy Smoke. Sorry, Scott, I'm pudgy.
Well, you don't look fat to me, but I suppose everyone is a little conscientious about their weight.
He offered his hand.
Shake!
Pudgy shook.
Good dog.
The bird pointed to herself.
My name is Cupcake, and this is Patricia.
She said, gesturing to the panda. Cupcake was blue and fuzzy, with her fur modestly concealed by a bright red but muddy bathrobe and pajama bottoms. She had large, brown, sleepy-looking eyes and wore a red and white striped stocking cap on her head. On her feet were sandals with no socks, and she was breaking out in hives there by the looks of it. Patricia shook the owl's hand.
Missionary Sugar-ri, nice to meet.
Hey, what's with all the mud on your clothes?
Oh, we climbed down in caves.
Good. You've pinpointed it. The next step is eliminating it.
So, what's going on here? Said Pudgy.
I don't really know. The whole problem started about a week ago. You see, I have a computer with intranet access, Scott said.
Cupcake squinted.
You mean internet?
No, I mean intranet. Fur Nation Global Intranet Online Service, to be exact. We have a limited amount of servers to look at, so it's much easier. It's also free. It has a library that's bigger than the Library of Congress, and it has less garbage. Well, anyways, I was trying to get online one day, and I couldn't. The screen kept showing this garbage like accessing top and bottom and top again. I got frustrated. I wanted to send a message to my friend in Gympie, Australia, but I couldn't get online to do it. So, I got on the phone and tried to call the switchboard operator, so she could patch me over to...
Cupcake gave him a confused look.
You still have a switchboard operator here?
Yeah. I have my phone lines connected to Icodium.
Then how can you get online without calling the operator every time?
Scott looked irritated.
Have you heard of satellite?
Cupcake flinched, and her blue fur began sticking up like goosebumps. Pudgy could see that she didn't like being yelled at.
Sorry. Well, anyways, as I was saying, I tried to get the switchboard operator so I could call the service provider. That was all well and good, except for one big problem. There was a man on the other end that kept saying, top and bottom.
And top again!
Patricia added. Well, I think I've tortured you enough. This concludes page 4.
If you'd like to get in contact with Actree, you may email him at actree@yahoo.com. That is the letter akktri@yahoo.com.
For more devotionals, please go to www.egreeks.com/fuzzylowbarbread.
Thank you for listening to Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.
Fuzzy Bread.